very recognizable Carly Simon song from 50 years ago now, 1973.
Wow.
It's 7:40. Charlie, Denise, Pat, and you, your morning team, together. And this was the song for the wake-up song that we use for you. A Friday flashback song. On Fridays, we go back 10-year decade increments to find number one songs at this time. And this is a song that's stood the test of time. 3 weeks it's spent at number one. Has a lot of great lines and references to it. And it tweaked a listener interest, which is kind of scary this morning because it tweaked the same interest I had from an early morning question for Pat Johnston before we even got on the air, and I knew I was going to be utilizing this song, and Pat and I were talking, and said to Pat, help me out, Pat. I mean, this is a song with that mystery behind it, but that mystery was solved a few years ago. I just can't quite grasp it.
Yeah, and I couldn't either right off the top of my head. I had to do just a little research.
And Pat did and provided it for me. And then about a half hour after we used this song, about 6:15, I'm checking some email, and a listener, Kim from Bay City, sends me a message asking the same question. Heard your wake-up song this morning. Don't we know who the song was about?
I thought we did.
And, well, kind of not. Pat Johnston, you did the research, and so as long as a listener has asked about it, and maybe others are trying to remember too, because I remember for years it was always that big mystery, who's the song about, Carly? All kinds of speculation that was out there too.
I forget because I just was quickly trying to find information for you. I'll have to go back in my history on online because I don't have the website. So I'm sorry. Oh. I'll go back and I'll get the website.
Okay.
I'll go get the website later so Charlie can post the story on our page. But here's what it said. So for years, fans and media pressed Carly Simon on, you know, exactly who is the song about. Guesses range from Warren Beatty, Kris Kristofferson, Jack Nicholson, Cat Stevens, and Warren Beatty. Now, Mick Jagger, of course, in the song later on, and there were many who thought, well, that would just be so Mick to, you know, sing a song that's, you know, the song is about you. Yes, I do. So there he is singing. But it says, finally, after 43 years, and this came out in 2001, by the way. It said
2001?
Well, I'm sorry, 2020. Well, this story was, this in 2021. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It said that Simon admitted to People magazine in 2015 that the second verse of the song is about Warren Beatty.
The second verse.
Second verse, and I guess in her memoirs, she shared a little anecdote. She's told her therapist about that, I guess, and her therapist said, well, all I can say, Carly, is that you're not the only patient of mine who spent the night with Warren Beatty.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty bad. Oh.
So there's that little part. Then
Thank you. It says,
at Martha Vineyard's Possible Dream charity auction back in 2003, Simon promised to reveal the identity of the subject or subjects to the highest bidder. This is when she was giving out for charity. The only caveat was that the winner would keep the revelation to themselves. And Dick Ebersole, president of NBC Sports at the time, placed the highest bid. So he knows. But nobody else, because there are two other verses in the song. Who are they about?
Ooh. See, now that you have referenced it, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when that came out and that took place. I'd forgotten that she had, or I knew at some point, we knew Warren Beatty, but I couldn't remember what those reasons behind it.
Right.
So she herself said so.
Yes.
But for the rest of the song, we don't know, because he won the auction, or he outbid everybody, but he's got to keep it a secret.
Right.
But there's no reference of when this ever might be known.
No.
I hate to say, you know, maybe when somebody passes away or something like that, or maybe there's some other caveats we don't know about.
I was wondering if it was James Taylor, too. That was always my guess.
Oh, well, no, that would be.
This one quote I see here, it says, as for who might have inspired the other verses, she's keeping mum. I don't think so, she said, of revealing the names, at least until they know it's about them.
Hmm.
So.
Oh, so even those.
She doesn't.
Yeah.
Of course, the one, it's David Bowie's dead, so
It's true.
It wouldn't matter if it's about him.
That's been somebody that's been a guest too. That maybe she was singing about Bowie.
Interesting.
Well, we appreciate Kim for contacting us and asking basically the same question that I had posed, and thought, wow,
right.
So that's just 50 years ago. Again, this week it was number one for 3 weeks.
That is wow.
That is wow.
And you know, it's just one of those songs that's just a timeless classic. I mean, you know, I think everybody has that. You know, all singer-songwriters wish they had that one, right? Well, now, don't get me wrong. Carly Simon's had many songs. But that is her signature song.
For all the great songs that she's done.
Yeah. That's just a great one from that very first note until it fades out.